Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim, along with you on great radio stations out there like KWIR in Winter, South Dakota, and KVSH in Valentine, Nebraska. And just a reminder that Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News out of Elfoo, South Dakota.
And Rick and Lynn Shippey over there at Winter, South Dakota want to send out a Happy New Year wishing to everyone. They buy, sell, or auction land, so if you're looking for that, make sure you check them out. Rick and Lynn Shippey with their Happy New Year wish to everyone.
All right, I've been asking you famous quotes, right? All right, here's the one for today. Remember this one. If you're, well, I don't know how old you got to be this one. Anyway, and that's the way it is.
One of the newscasters.
Walter Cronkite.
I was going to say Walter, wasn't sure. Yeah. Doubted myself, silly me.
For 19 years, Walter Cronkite signed off from his nightly broadcast with those blunt words. His former producer told CNN later the tagline originated after an executive disapproved of his original sign-off, in which he encouraged viewers to check their local newspapers the following day.
Oh, wow.
Didn't want the competition.
Yeah,
so, and
interesting.
That's the way it is.
Very good. I have a piece for you about podcast creation.
Oh, yeah. Those are relatively new.
Yes. One thing I keep hearing over and over is that it's so much harder to launch a podcast now than it was, say, 3 or 4 years ago. And that usually is coming from people at established studios with at least some marketing might. For independent creators, it must be nearly impossible. It is not entirely surprising that, according to data compiled by Charter from Listened Notes, fewer podcasts were created in 2022 than in the two prior years. Even so, the margin is shocking. The number of new shows created dropped by nearly 80% between 20 and 22. Some of that can be attributed to the pandemic. Podcast creation peaked in 2020 when people truly had nothing better to do than tuck into their phone. But the number of new shows in 2022 was even lower than pre-pandemic levels. About 337,000 podcasts were launched in 2019 compared to 219 in 2022. Creators seem to recognize that until podcast discovery improves, launching a podcast may be a losing proposition. Really makes a difference if you go to all that work and don't have a way for them to find you.
Well, since you brought up COVID, I'm going to capitalize on that. Some things that people did during COVID that they keep on doing today. Some people said we got out of the habit of eating at restaurants. We eat at home and finish our leftovers. That's a novel idea. Somebody said I had a lot of free time during the pandemic, so I would go out on long walks and bring two bags with me. When I saw trash on the ground, I'd pick it up, put it in one bag for general trash, the other for recycling, then dispose of them properly. So people still doing that. I never went back up to wearing makeup, this gal said. I always thought it was a double standard that women had to paint themselves up to leave the house. After spending so much time indoors, I refused to go back to this annoying custom. So, and cutting my own hair, this would be scary to me. I'm pretty good at it now. I mean, real haircuts, not just shaving my head like I used to. I can't even imagine going back to a barber now. So started doing that during COVID and still giving himself a haircut. So thought that was kind of interesting to look at some of those things.
It is interesting. Top 10 New Year's resolutions. Guess what number one is?
Lose weight.
Of course.
Then it's going to get healthier.
Pretty close. Stop smoking.
Oh, well, that'll help.
That would get you. Number three is stick to a budget. Spend less and save more.
That's kind of the budget thing again.
Yeah, it is. Find a better job. Become more organized. Exercise more. Gossip less and be more patient. Those actually tied.
Yes, did they?
Yes. Eat better and overall, in general, hard to judge or quantify, become a better person.
Yeah, that's kind of a open-ended type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So kind of tricky. Wishing that you have safe travels as you continue through the holidays. WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew say, please be careful and enjoy the upcoming celebration for a new year.
Happy New Year, everyone, from Integrity Meats in Belfoo, South Dakota. Grateful for customers and community. So be sure to stop and open your heart, pause, reflect, maybe say a little prayer. 2025 best wishes from Integrity Meats.
And that's the way it is on The Good Stuff.